Y94. Have you ever known you've been completely ghosted before? Somebody just completely cut you off all communication? How did you handle getting ghosted?
I'll tell you the only trick I've ever tried, all right? And that's you tell them it's ghosting amnesty night and that they can now respond to you finally. It didn't work, but I tried. So at least it was like an angle.
You know, it's kind of like one last desperate Hail Mary attempt. I don't hate it. Hey, it's, today's ghosting amnesty night. Here's what most people do. Research finds that most of us, once we've realized we've been ghosted, even if we're pretty sure that's what's happening, we'll still send 1, 2, 3 more messages basically saying, hey, so are we not talking anymore, or what's going on? And then when those are unanswered, then we realize, okay, yep, no, confirmed. Only about 5% of people said they would try to find the person in person, like in real life, to confirm that they're ghosted and done with them, which is good. It's only 5%, because that seems almost like stalker level crazy to me.
You go to their work cleaner.
Are we just not talking anymore? I'm at work. Please leave. You don't want that necessarily.
Yeah, it's, I can say, I don't think I've ever been ghosted, but we've all, even if you haven't been ghosted, you've had the feeling of that breakup or that someone that you just couldn't get to respond to you anymore. Like, you know the feeling somewhat of being ghosted.
Yeah, I think that ghosting, it would always happen in some form or fashion. It has always, but it's become more socially accepted now to just, I'm done. And so, it's happening more common now. And I think because of that, it's getting easier for people to handle. But I do think that it's sad that the people, even once they realize it happens, they're like, I guess I'll text 3-4 more times just to see what's happening here.
Yeah, you know what's sad is I feel like I've probably been the person that texts 2-3 more times.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hi!
I don't think I've ever been the person to not respond, but I can probably say I'm the person that's texted a few more times. That's depressing to think about, but if I'm being honest, which I will be with the Playhouse family, I would say I have texted probably 2-3 more times.
How did you handle it once you realized you totally being ghosted? 237, it's text 35270. Some people admitting when they realized what was happening, what they did.
I love this one, and this is going to hurt right out of the gate, so let's just get it over with. You ready for this?
I'm already sad about it. I don't even know what's happening.
This person said, the thing with ghosting, and this is real advice that helped me, broken people attract broken people.
Oh, that's nice.
And if I look at it, I was kind of probably a broken person.
Yeah.
During those moments of, I don't...
Was? I'd say, I'm still feeling pretty broke. Pretty broke.
Always. Are we talking about my bank account or my emotional state?
Both. Both.
Oh, it hurts.
Hey, how did you handle it when you realized I'm totally getting ghosted? 237, it's text 35270.
The Playhouse in the Morning.
It's Playhouse Y94. You realize you were getting ghosted. But how did you handle it once you realized you're getting ghosted?
No, don't do it. Don't reach out to them. If someone ghosts you, you deserve better. You're an important person. You deserve love. And if someone's ghosting you, they are just not good enough for you at all.
I mean, I agree. It is the smart move. That doesn't change, though, that most of us do send 1 to 3 messages after the fact, says this study, to be like, hello? Are we talking anymore? How did you handle it once you realize you're getting ghosted? Did you reach out or just walk away? What are we seeing there, E?
Someone said I was definitely the person that couldn't accept being ghosted. I think I probably sent 5 to 10 more messages.
Oh, no.
Not that I even wanted to meet this person again. I just wanted an answer. Someone else said if you want to at least get some closure with ghosting, make sure to send a message. Basically, they're saying send it on something where you can know it's been read. Facebook Messenger. I don't know. Do DMs do that? I don't DM people.
I think it depends on what it is, right? I mean, some do, some don't. The nice thing is, though, at least if you know they've read it, you're like, okay, so you are alive. It's not like something's wrong with you. You just don't want to. There's something wrong with me.
I'm still hurt from the one that broken people attract other broken people.
Yeah. I mean, it's not probably untrue, I guess.
No.
Probably not untrue.
No, it just hurts. It hurts to read. Another person just saying that they deal with it more. Okay, so this is a different one. This is a different level of ghosting. They're saying, I'm a hiring person at where I work. I get ghosted by applicants all the time.
Oh, I believe it.
Yeah.
I firmly believe it. Yeah, especially in this day and age. It's like, I don't know if people are just like applying to show they applied to keep like the unemployment train running or what.
Right.
But, yeah, it happens
I think
a lot.
It has something to do with it. But that has to be annoying. Like, because you get applicants and you're like, oh, cool. And then you reach out to them like, hey, we want to talk to you more about the job. And then you just never hear anything.
Nothing at all. Hey, you got ghosted. What'd you do?
You know, at this point, if somebody wants to go, I just let them go. I really don't have time to chase people. However, one thing I've realized is if you want to get somebody to respond, you ask them a question that you know that they'll want to answer, or you, you know, or if you have like some, you write something and it's like the wrong information about them, and they'll write back because they want to correct it.
So emotionally trick and bait them so that they feel inclined to talk to you.
Yeah, exactly. Something that's going to make them want to respond, even if they don't even want to be in your life anymore.
Oh, it's interesting. We're not talking anymore. All I want to do is ask you about that murder I've been accused of. But hello?
I love the backwards gymnastics ninja mind skills happening here. I love it.
I mean, it's not bad. What'd you do once you realize you're getting ghosted?
Listen, there's this guy that ghosted me 2.5 years ago, and my friends were like, leave him alone. He's just not that into you. But I felt like our date went so great, and there was a connection. I pursued the heck out of that guy.
When you say pursued the heck, what do you mean exactly?
I stalked him until he gave in. I mean, I didn't kidnap the guy, you know, and make him go out with me, but I just didn't give up. And we're going on 2 years. So I think it depends on the situation and the guy or the girl, if it's a guy that's getting ghosted. I didn't give up, and we're going strong 2 years.
So who's really beneficial to you in your case to be overly persistent?
Go with your gut when you get ghosted.
Why do I feel like that's going to be more likely to work for a female than a guy? Like, a guy pulls the same thing you just said, and people are like, oh, my God, he's so creepy.
If that was a dude that just said every word that she just said, we'd be offering some sort of helpline right now.
Absolutely. But for some reason, when you say it, it's like, wow, way to go get what you wanted. It worked
out.
Way
to lock him down. The old ball and chain.
Yee-hoo!
Quite literally.
Was there any other ones that are like, okay, I realized I was getting ghosted. Here's how I handled it.
Someone said what they like to do is have their friend text and see if he responds.
Hey, why aren't you talking to Lindsay? Oh, wah, wah.
I thought that was like MSN Messenger days.
Yeah.
Do you remember like you'd have a friend check in for you?
It kind of like, it sounds like a junior high school almost, you know what
that's
I mean?
That's what I'm saying, like MSN Messenger, like AOL. Like you'd have, you could see they were online, but you didn't talk to each other, but you knew they were there, and you were waiting for them to message you.
Oh, I see you can answer her, but you can't answer me.
Someone else just saying ghosted is just part of the dating life right now. I've kind of gotten used to it, which is sad. I'd agree, which is sad. That I don't know, it is, it's...
It's depressing.
I don't know why it's so normal that people just, because breaking up is hard, I suppose.
I mean, it's a little depressing, it is. But I mean, I think people are just doing that because it's easier. It's truly, right. It's just easier. I don't have to have that awkward, it's not you, it's not me, or I guess it is me conversation. You don't have to do that this way.
Don't get me wrong, that convo sucked. I mean, but I also felt like, I don't know, maybe I'm old school, but I felt like that conversation was like, justified? Like, I needed to have that. Like, I owed them that.
It is. I think it's the nicer way to do it, but it is. Now we're too socially awkward as a society to do those conversations anymore. So these are related, but kind of different. After this Flush Format Friday song, two people that say they only handled it the way they did because they ran into the person after the ghosting. Okay? So two more on the way. These people ran into the person that ghosted them. It's Blast. 94. Been talking about like ghosting and how you handle it once you realize you're getting ghosted, and we wanted to get your story on, but yours is a little bit different than the question we asked because you actually ran into the person that ghosted you. How'd that go?
So I was going to apply for a job at this restaurant.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting there with the other applicants, you know, waiting to go in for an interview. And in comes this guy that completely cut me off from communication with not a word. Mm-hmm. It was so awkward.
So how did you react? How does this play out?
He saw me, and I could tell he just wanted to turn around and run, but he couldn't. There's all these people there, so he had to just suck it up. He said hi to me, but it was like, It was very embarrassing and awkward.
Yeah, God. And that's the problem with ghosting is, especially in Fargo-Moorhead, right?
Yeah.
It's highly likely you're going to bump into this person sometime, and you're going to have an even more awkward conversation than if you just broke up with them properly.
Yeah, it's, I don't know why. There's two things I wish didn't go away, and that's having to, like, ask people out and meet them in person, because that's extremely hard to do.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you got to work up the courage. You got your friends talking you up like, you can do it. Go.
Got this.
And then they tell you no. But then one tells you yes, and then you marry her and never let her go.
Mm-hmm. That's love, man. That is love.
I want that back, and I want the breakup convos to have to happen, because mm-hmm. I feel like people deserve that. It's super hard and it's super uncomfortable. And even you get to the point where you're like, man, that's why people like used to end up on breaks all the time.
Yep. We're on a
break.
You'd
start the breakup and then you realize like in the moment you couldn't do it. They like talked you out of it.
It was the original ghosting. Like, you know, just if we're on a break and we actually managed to not see each other for a while, then you'll just assume we broke up.
Yep.
And that break became a breakup. You also ran into the person that ghosted you, right?
All right, so I used to go to this bar with, like, live entertainment, and I used to go all the time, and I started, I don't know, kind of hooking up with one of the musicians in the band, which is always a terrible idea, but everybody told me, you know, this guy's really cool, he's really sweet, he's great. I was completely wrong about him, needless to say, and he stopped responding to anything I was saying, you know, just disappeared. So I kind of stopped going to the bar so much because I didn't want to, like, run into him. But one night, you know, I ended up going with some friends, forgotten all about it. He was there. He tried to act like nothing happened. He acted like he was so excited to see me. Like, oh my God, you look amazing. You're, oh wow, this and that. Just acted like the past, like, you know, year or so had never happened. It was so, it was frustrating, but it was also awesome because, you know, I had a great time that night and I just ignored him the rest of the night. So.
So you weren't having none of it, really.
Exactly. I was just like, no. Like, good, great, you're acting fake. Well, I'm going to go over here and ignore you, and everybody else will hang out with me.
I feel like you got, like, the most satisfying revenge because there was the ghosting, and then he kind of tried to get back with you, and you're just like, nah, thanks, like, bye. That's probably about the best way that could have gone.
Also, I'm not going to ask the details, but I just imagined the bar you're talking about is a Windbreak, and it's one of five bands that are probably there on a regular basis.
Some blanky cover band?
It's going to mess with me. It's going to mess with me that it's one of those musicians of those, like, five, six bands that are rotating through.
Yeah, they're all good, though. They put on a good show.
They are. No, I'm not saying they're not. It's just going to bug me when I go to the Windbreak and now see those bands. Because
which
now I'm wondering, which musician is it?
It is a Flush the Format Friday. Your picks throughout the morning. We're going to do a TRQ Playhouse poll. Why do we want to talk to you on Monday? Speed therapy yet today. Hang on.
The Morning Playhouse.